Today, though, we're going to use our panel members here to help you avoid issues like that in the future. Again, we've got Jim Davis from the OAG, John Gillum from Loch Lord, Michael Rigby from the Consumer Credit Commissioner, and Catherine Ryer from the Texas Department of Banking. I do want to give a disclaimer that and I think that can apply to all of us, these are our personal opinions and not opinions of those of our employers or of our clients. So with that out of the way, we'll give you a quick overview of what we're going to talk about. First of all, what are the different types of multi-agency regulation scenarios you'll see? Second, what are solutions you can apply to those? And then we're going to go through a bunch of real-life examples that these folks have encountered in their practices, and then we'll do a quick wrap-up at the end. So first, let's talk about the types of regulatory authority that can exist in a multi-agency regulatory framework. And perhaps I should preface this with the fact that these are things that can exist in the statutory, rulemaking, rational world. As you'll see today, where you sit and how you interpret these statutes and rules will greatly impact the way you see the problem. So to begin, there's the obvious, overlap. Two or more agencies have overlapping regulatory authority. There may be a federal, state, local overlap. There may be six agencies that regulate a piece of an industry or an entity, or there may be all of the above. Then you have the opposite, a regulatory void. Two or more agencies don't have express regulatory authority over a particular product, an industry, or a type of entity. Typically, this situation is seen in new or emerging industries, or simply statutes and regulations haven't kept up with the times.